Welcome to the M Zone, Jamie Morris, Matt Misler on the other side of the glass. I mean, hey, I'm our man Matt Lee.
Yeah.
Is a little sick, so we got the Miz man. He's sitting in. Again, I want to say thank you. I know I said it off the air, but I want to say thank you for sitting in. I didn't want to get the sickness anyway.
Trust me, none of us want to get the sickness up in here. I know on Sunday he had to take off early. I don't think he was sick, but he was. He said he was moving stuff on Saturday. And he was up late, so he was beat
Sunday. Oh yeah, he was moving in the winter.
Yeah, so he was
moving.
So he took off early, and then and your boy Alex, he didn't show up either. He had the stomach bug himself, and I says, you keep that in your house, man.
Yeah,
we don't
bring that here.
We don't want that up in here. No, no, no.
Oh, I know, and you know how I am. Just keep that away from me. Mm-hmm. I don't need your bugs. Keep them to yourself. I got a kid that goes to school that brings back those things, and I got to spray her down with the Lysol. I'm just saying, man. Kids are what? They're little sticky things. The things just,
yeah, I know.
Nasty. I don't care, 15, 12, 3, I don't care, they're nasty. You let them go out, they get the germ and bring it back to the crib, man. I can't deal with that. Can't deal with that. And then come to work and get it. I'm glad you're sitting in, man. Just glad. Good thing. How was your weekend?
Well, I not bad at all. Not bad. I tried to stay away from anything that would cause me to get in any kind of trouble. So there's that.
Yeah, okay.
Watched the game on Saturday. And then
you watched the basketball game. How you feel about that?
You know, it was an off game. It was an off game. I kind of when I was looking at the schedule, and you know, we've talked about this on different shows where Michigan would slip up at, and to me, I circled that Wisconsin game for a while. And
so you thought about the Wisconsin game being a tough game going into Madison.
Yeah, and it had more to do with, one, it was on the road.
Right.
You always have a little bit more difficulty on the road, no matter mm-hmm. what your opponent is. Number two, it was an early tip-off. You know, Michigan has struggled with early tip-offs mm-hmm. all year, and I kind of go back to the South Carolina game where that one should have been an easy-peasy game.
Right.
But they struggled with the Gamecocks that day. And then number three, you know, it's the Big Ten. Big Ten's going to be tough this entire way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think last I checked, they projected like 10 teams to make it to the tournament. We got the most teams among any conference.
Well, that's because the West Coast sucks.
That's true.
Let's just be honest.
That's true.
The Pac-12, it's maybe one team. Well, the tournament champ gets
in. Yeah.
Tournament champ gets in.
But who knows who that's going to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. You don't know who that's going to be.
Mm-mm.
And then I agree with you. I thought Madison would be tough. I thought the Indiana, maybe, you know, Indiana would be the tough one. We would get by, because if you stop Ethan Happ, you stop Wisconsin. But mm-hmm. if Ethan Happ's able to move the ball to some of the guys, and they came, let me tell you, they had a jam-packed arena. Everybody wanted to beat number two. They had a roll. Plus, they had something. They came off a three-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They needed that game in the worst way.
No doubt about it.
And they came out to play. They came out and started playing, and Michigan let them hang around. And as long, if you let a team hang around at home,
mm-hmm. they're going to make you pay.
Exactly. They started believing that they could play with this team. You got to take it to them early. And there's some guys that got to, hey, there's some guys that got to step out. Step up, step out. There's some guys, some veteran guys
mm-hmm.
that are going to make the shots. I'm not talking about Iggy. Iggy is, he's a freshman. He's like sprinkles. Charles Matthews, you are the frosting on that cake.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cover the cake, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Iggy's like sprinkles. Whatever he can give us, he gives us.
Yeah.
I like that we get it. I like that we, you know, that it's nice that way. But we need some people to step up. Some people to hit their shots. They got to start hitting their shots. And you heard Coach say that.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, they'll get better.
I kind of, like you said, that you're not going to get a perfect team. You ain't going to get something like Bobby Knight's, you know, 19-whatever team it was with the Hoosiers. You know, you're not going to get something like that. You got teams that play harder each and every year. Now that you're in conference play, this is where you can really gauge how good your team really is. And you know, Wisconsin proved, you know, they got that home cooking, early tip-off time. That crowd was electric as well, too. It was elements for, you know, Michigan's going to have a tough one to pull an upset, you know, really to pull this one off. And unfortunately, they couldn't pull it off, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. Well, and they're known for their defense, known for coming back, making shots and different. And you know what? They were there. They were in the game. They let it get away. They let it get away. But that being said, now you can refocus the team. Coach Beilein can refocus that team and get it right. Look, did you think they were going to run the table? Did you really think they were going to run the table?
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, they were going to have they needed to I don't want to say be brought back down to earth. That seems like too much of a very critical statement to make, but I think that they needed that slap in the face is what it was. You need that slap in the face to, you know, make you humble again. That humble slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And Wisconsin happened to be that humble slap in the face. And I think from here on out, you know, the boys over there at Chrysler, they're gonna sit there and go, you know, this was that long look in the mirror,
mm-hmm,
to realize who we really are and what we need to do, what we need to correct. And it starts back up again tonight.
Right. With that being said, though, let's go back and see what Coach Beilein said after that Wisconsin game. And then we'll check out what he said about Minnesota for tonight's game after that. But let's check out what Coach Beilein said after the Wisconsin game.
They've had some really close losses, which will bode well for them as they grow. One of the big things is we haven't had the opportunity to grow from losses. And we needed that growth today because we weren't as good as we'd like to be in the either half, really, when you're playing a really good team. Anybody that has 14 turnovers against a team that doesn't turn it over is not going to win any games. Their defense is just so good in containing. So hats off to Wisconsin, and watch us grow from it. That's our only plan.
We'll take questions for the players first. We have microphones on each side. Turn flag one down.
What was the difference in the second half defensively on you?
As a team? Or
pretty specifically, I mean, you were the leading scorer in the first half, and it looks like they really keyed on you there in the second half.
I feel like they changed their coverage from dropping a lot to kind of soft white, but we did knock down shots in the second half. I feel like that's really all it is.
For either Jordan or John, I guess, do you guys feel like late in the second half, I know you guys haven't been in these situations often, I think, tell me what time was that Northwestern, do you guys feel like you maybe were forcing or losing your composure during that time?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we just weren't hitting shots. They came out, they executed down the stretch, and we didn't. And that was kind of, that was like last 4 or 5 minutes, they executed down the stretch, and we didn't. And that was kind of
right here in the middle.
For either of you guys, what was your perspective on some of those turnovers in the first half? Seemed like the court was kind of slippery. It seemed like there were just some things offensively that weren't clicking.
I mean, yeah, but we can't make excuses. I mean, we turned the ball over and we did some silly turnovers, did some dumb turnovers. So that's not us. We take care of the ball, we protect the ball. And, I mean, we don't usually make those mistakes. Tonight, for some reason, we did. And we'll learn from this and we'll grow from this.
For either player, you played against some stiff competition this year. What kind of challenge does it take when you're going up to someone like Ethan Happ, who brings a different set of skills? What was that like to play against him tonight?
I just want to say John had an amazing defensive game. He was able to take a lot of the shots away. I feel like it's a team effort. We did the scouting report, and he was making a lot of tough shots, a lot of tough twos around the room. Like I said, it's not an excuse. He had a great game. We just got to go back to the drawing board.
You guys happy with the shots you got in the final, I don't know, 2.5 minutes, say, after John's three, say?
I mean, I think we would like him to fall. We probably could have got better shots down the stretch. Like John said earlier, we just needed to capitalize. But we also haven't been in a situation like this too many times, but you know what I'm saying? That's also not an excuse either. We got to try to find the best opportunity, best shot, just knock them down whenever we get the opportunity.
You both said that you could learn and grow from this game. How exactly can you learn from this game? What does a game like this teach you into this situation that you can help to grow going forward?
I mean, we're going to watch film out, and we're going to cut down the mistakes turnovers-wise. And then the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game down the stretch, we'll execute better. And so I think from those two main keys of the game, play the game, I think will definitely help us grow in the future.
Is there anything about a close game like this that – does a close game like this teach you anything that previous games haven't this year?
I would like to say, like, it's just experience. I think it was only the Northwestern game was a game that we went down to the wire like this. You know which shots you can take, which shots you can't. Clock management, it's just little things like that that you won't be able to see in the game if you end up winning by 8, 9, or 10. But just as it happens, like I said, the Big Ten is extremely, it's a good conference, and you play really good teams night in, night out. We're going to be in situations like this more, so being able to learn now rather than later is huge. Middle.
Jordan, I know it's Madison and not Milwaukee, but do you consider this game and this matchup like a homecoming for you, and did you have a lot of fans and family here today?
Yeah, I did.
I know it didn't go the way you wanted, but is it nice to come at least back to your home state?
Yeah, this is kind of a game that I circled on the calendar. But being able to see that we get to play them in a couple weeks again, especially at home, is something that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Was there anything they did defensively that, I guess, specifically frustrated you guys as a team?
No, not really. I mean, we ran ourselves, but we just weren't able to knock down shots, and some mistakes we forced, and nothing really they were doing too much.
Is there anything you need to say to the freshmen, particularly Iggy, who have not experienced a loss and have said they didn't expect maybe to lose it anymore?
It's basketball. We team last year, I think we ended the season with eight losses. But like you learn, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to happen, especially in a really good conference like the Big Ten. You play so many good teams, so many good players. But like you said, you'll learn from it. We'll get to watch film, and we're just going back to the drawing board.
Kind of on that, George. Now in hindsight, can you describe what it was like as this winning streak went on and on and on, and kind of becoming every team's biggest game and things like that? What was that kind of like?
Yeah, I think the coaches did a really good job of just focusing game on game. We never looked at we're 16-0, we're 15-0, we're 14-0. We just focused on the next game that's ahead of us and the game that we won or lost behind us. I feel like that's what we're going to do with this game. We're going to learn, stay the same routine that we normally do. We just had a different outcome tonight. But being able just to focus on the next game and get the scout report and just try to come on top of the win is something that I think is huge.
Anything else for the players? Take one more.
Either Jordan or John, I know you guys are making excuses, but the court conditions, it seemed like you guys had trouble keeping your footing. I mean, were you guys having trouble with that throughout the game?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. We can go ahead now and take questions for Coach.
Coach, can you kind of explain or characterize what it's like to play in the Kohl Center and just, the energy on a game basis where, it's loud, and you just kind of characterize that.
It's a great atmosphere. It's a a great crowd. I think the people really understand basketball here and do a tremendous job with it. But it's not the type of arena that people don't lose here because it's the Kohl Center. They lose here because of the style of play that Wisconsin plays. They don't beat themselves, and they're just tough to play. There's so many good places in this, in the Big Ten, and this isn't one we say, we don't want to go to the Kohl Center. We say we don't want to play Wisconsin because they're so good. But the Kohl Center is a tremendous venue, and they do a great job, and I see there's some really educated basketball fans are in those seats.
Jeff,
on the left. John, different teams have tried different strategies with half in terms of intentional fouls.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the explanation you got from your officials?
Didn't get one. So I don't know. I just looked at it, And so I'm going to have to be schooled up in that, right? Because in the past, officials have come to me on the sideline and said, are you going to intentionally foul? And I'll say, yeah, we're going to intentionally foul. And then we intentionally foul. And it's are you going to foul? And I said, yes, we're going to foul. That's intentional.
Did that happen today?
Yeah. I told them we were going to foul.
Even if it's off the ball?
Yeah, I mean, we have never done that off the ball, but yeah, you can do that. I mean, they've done it before. But apparently, they saw that as a. I think AD was probably telling him, "I'm fouling him." But it's not the way I interpret it. You put two hands on him, you grab him, and you're fouling him. It's not you swipe at his arm. So I got to be schooled up on that. I was apparently it's something new to me that I have to educate myself in because I told him foul him off the ball. No different than fouling him on the ball.
John, you mentioned in your opening statement, you know, you didn't have the opportunity to grow from losses. Was it hard at times as the streak kept going, maybe to say, we need to work on this, even if you're beating teams?
No, I think we had some film sessions that we realized that, you know, we didn't play, but it doesn't dig in like this will. Like tomorrow's film session will dig in for our guys. But it wasn't exactly easy when you're trying to get your guys to run because you're mad at them after they just beat Northwestern by 20 points. Mm-hmm. Right, that's hard to do as a coach, and we didn't do it. So it is a, but we got to learn from it. We got a lot of weaknesses, and we got to shore them up.
Coach, Wisconsin outscored you 38-24 in the paint, and it's hard to live like that. What kind of adjustments do you need to make when you have that kind of disparity in the paint?
I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't care where the hell the points come from. Whether in the paint, there are three, you're going to take what people give you. And they do not give up the paint. They play a drop ball screen defense, and they're going to make you shoot 15-footers. And whether it's and then don't give help off the three-point shooters. And that's where it is. But I really don't care where we get our points from. And you know, it's tough twos, right, are just one way you got to defend people. So everybody looks at those type of stats and where they got them in the paint. Well, you know, some team might get a lot in the paint because they're a good fast-breaking team and they got layups. Or did you throw it into the post and that's the paint? You know, did the guards drive and put 2 feet in it? So the paint is so all over the place, I don't pay any attention to that stat at all. Maybe I should.
Yeah, John, I think in the days leading to this game, you told the reporters out there, don't look at Wisconsin's record. Look at the quality of some of their losses. Are you surprised at anything they're able to do down the stretch today? Because they've had trouble closing out games. Maryland, they couldn't close out.
Well, I mean, I thought they closed. They're down 20.
Yeah, but after they took the lead.
Yeah, but they had 2 minutes, okay. Right? They did. They got a wide open three for Reavers. Wide open wins the game. They had Maryland, who right now is probably playing as good as Michigan State and ourselves in the league. So, I think they closed that out really well. And they've closed out really. North Carolina State, how they closed that one out? They did pretty good on that one, right? You're playing good teams. Everybody's 7 or 8 teams in this league that you can close out great, and you're still going home with a loss. So they got a really good team. And, you know, Happ is not a preseason All-American. He's a postseason All-American. He's tremendous. And he's just difficult. But, you know, we doubled him, and all of a sudden he gets 7 assists, and they're hitting threes. We couldn't take the 3-ball away, and that's unfortunate.
John, more generally, just what went wrong on the offense for Michigan today?
Wisconsin's defense. How's that for an answer? They're really good defensively, and they do a great job of staying in front of you and took 4 charges and created 16 turnovers. On a team that averages 9. Their defense was excellent.
The turnovers in transition without playing too fast, being too aggressive.
Yeah, we felt like we one of the few when you're gonna score on their defense, which is I think we're 2 or 3 in the league in defensive efficiency, they're 2 or 3 in the league, and you got if you only went you're gonna score, and we did get 2 easy baskets from Isaiah and Jonathan by running the court. But the other ones I can't explain.
And were you trying to get Iggy going out of the first half?
We're always trying. We try and pick some things, but yeah, we tried to do. But he got a tough foul there on the charge call with the behind the back pass. That was a tough call, and he had some other. You know, he gets himself into foul trouble, and it's very typical what happens to freshmen.
Coach, 22 shots for Happ to get his points, and there are only 5 threes for the team. Were you happy with?
But the threes were daggers. I mean, they were damn daggers. And we gave a little bit help too much times. And we're not doubling them a lot. I think they hit 1 3, and it was a tough 3 off the doubles. Maybe we should have doubled more. But the last one where we overhelped and The kid hit the three, 20, I think it was 23, at the, from right in front of, sort of in front of me. That was a dagger. But we wanted to take that away from them. But that's the difference between them this year and last year, is they got more shooters, or the guys have experienced success shooting the ball. We did a great job on Trice, on Davison, right? It's King that really, he made some big plays for them.
And I know it's only been a half hour, but do you sense a guy like Iggy who has not lost yet at Michigan needs extra?
Well, it's funny you said that, because I didn't realize. We always sing the fight song after every win. It's the first time these guys had never sang the fight song. So it was sort of really quiet in the locker room when we ended. So I think it's been 49 weeks since we lost a game that wasn't called the national championship game. And that's pretty good. It's February 6th. I do remember I remember losses. Remember guys, I don't remember wins. I remember that loss at Northwestern. I think it was February 6th. Yeah. And to what was say January 19th. That's a hell of a run. And now it doesn't mean anything. Now we got to go back, and we got to find a way to beat Minnesota on Tuesday, who came in here and won.
Anything else for Coach? We take one more.
Coach, I just want to say, I think the bright spot is he was in the room. John Teske is just kind of grown.
How about the catch he made on the full court run?
My goodness. So what has that meant to just watch him grow?
Just he and Xavier, I thought Xavier had a good game today as well. Those two guys just becoming, getting another offensive players for us is really key. And so the idea that we're not afraid to have him, pop a ball screen. He made two today, I think. He made two of the few we got. Pop on a ball screen. We're not afraid to throw the ball to him in transition like we did today. Now the next option, and he's still got time to do this, is we got to throw it into block for him more. He hasn't done a great job at commanding that space, and we got to do a better job as a coach to make sure he gets it inside. But it's been a great evolution for him right now.
John.
Thanks.
John, you often talk about the importance of November losses and helping a team grow. Do you sense that today that could have been, that those would have helped you today if you had that?
I don't know about November, but losses along the way, I don't want to lose, but losses along the way always help, right? Especially this one where, somebody said it here, we didn't take some really good shots down the stretch, right? And so that now they'll see it and they said, okay, I wanted it, man. I was going to win it for the guys. No, those are not good plays down the stretch. And so if we had already gone through that once, it might have helped us today. But maybe we took a great shot today and went in and out, and we still lose. But there's carryover that's always positive from a loss. But what's best is it sits in there tough for them after a loss. But we can't let it beat us twice. We got to play a good man. I think they're 13-4 or something in Minnesota. They're a really good team coming in Tuesday.
And that was Coach Beilein after following the Wisconsin loss. A little upbeat, but he sees the things he needs to correct, and he's very deliberate, as he said. He doesn't remember all the wins, but he does remember all the losses. We need to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll hear John Beilein when he takes on Minnesota. You're listening to the M Zone.